You know, you don't have to call the briefing over. AP. AP like appointed themselves in charge of calling it. We had questions back here. You don't have to say thank you to call the briefing over.
Five rows back here, none of us were called on.
Yeah. Let her call the briefing if it's 40 minutes in.
Five rows.
The AP.
Five rows.
Yeah, why did you call? Just tell us, why did you do it?
Yeah, can we have an explanation?
Why? Why did you do it? Why?
The briefing was at 45.
Well, then maybe the guy should have fewer questions. Have some courtesy.
I mean, do you have to do that?
For your colleagues.
Why did you have to do that? Just tell us. I know it's a usual thing, just kind of thinking.
Okay, well, if you knew you had an out, then why didn't you guys limit it yourselves to one topic?
Right, if you agree on the out, why don't you organize yourselves on how you conduct yourselves during the briefing?
You don't think we all have assignments? We don't have editors? We don't have deadlines?
Feel free. I'm in the booth. You can do that there.
No, it's a discussion. No one's yelling.
This involves everybody.
But why did you see?
Your decision ended the briefing for the rest of us.
Is this a White House Correspondents Association issue?
No, it's a tradition in our press corps for these back decades for the senior wire reporter to conduct the briefing and end it when we feel we've had enough.
Who is
clearly
we?
Have felt that we have not had enough. So there might be appropriate an opportunity for what we as a press corps to collectively decide when we've had enough and to send that signal on our behalf to the AP man or woman so that he or she can signal to the press secretary that we have had enough. I think it's appropriate for us collectively as a unit, as a press corps, to reach that accommodation.
We need
Steven,
more questions.
Because
it would be really nice
Steven,
to
because it's actually hard for, you know, sometimes I shout question, I don't want to. But when you have five rows and you don't have any single question and people have six, seven questions, it can be really hard. I know that some people get upset when I do that.
Yes,
but if they come to this briefing room for 3 months and they don't have any single question,
right.
And they just spend the money to come here every day, it's not great. So I'm just saying that it would be great. And I always suggest to her, it would be great to have a few questions in the spread question around the room. Not just, you know, the first two rows and they have six, seven questions.
There's no doubt that all of us are frustrated by the fact that we don't have the opportunity.
No, actually, it's not that broad a question. I said, Mr. President, I know everyone's trying here. It's a rare time that we're together. Maybe it just came to a head today because, as everyone knows, we've all lived with the errors, and we understand that the first few rows ask a lot of the general questions that we all have. I get it. It's just that perhaps today it just went a little far. So it's not that we're all frustrated we can't ask. It is kind of a narrow matter here that if we could maybe figure out a way to once and for all maybe to figure out a sense of equity.
Well, and frankly, look, that's a responsibility that falls each one of us. Each one of us who gets recognized for a question ought to recognize that he or she has a responsibility to keep it tight. And I think that that's a message
we've brought this up before, then it just doesn't seem to be going. Doesn't seem to be getting through. I have been bringing it up for 4 years, personally.
No, I agree.
Just one question per reporter. What about that?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to tell anybody else how to do their jobs, right? I don't think that's why I was elected to lead the association. I don't think it's incumbent upon me to tell any of my colleagues from organizations that have been here a lot longer than any one of us have. They should be limited in their questioning. I mean, this is all about making sure that the public is represented with a variety of questions. I think the public interest is best served by going to the back of the room. I've said that myself in the press secretary's office repeatedly.
Yes.
I have repeatedly articulated
the room, I think. That
sure.
Around
I mean, the room. Look, the fact is, I mean, this is why we went through the senior review process.
And you did a great job.
They ought to just kill out the back three rows, and then, because they're not going to get called on, and make things a little more spacious, like the State Department briefing room, because why bother? Cramming us all in here to be sort of potted plant.
There's a real important exercise here, and the idea is that each one of us is here to ask questions on behalf of the public, mm-hmm. our respective audiences, whether they're on cable television, or on the internet, or on radio, or only on Twitter. The whole idea here is to make sure that we have the opportunity, and the fact is, we can only do what we can do, which is ask. advocate, we can't decide.
Actually, there is a potential solution, Mr. President. If everybody, you know, we're just talking here, no one's mad, but it did, today does represent a tipping point in 100 years I've come here. Maybe we've given everything and the needs of the front row, which I'm sensitive to ask multiple questions, maybe the time-honored tradition, Colin Thomas, don't kill me, of having the senior wire reporter end the briefing, maybe to make things going, we end that tradition and let the White House end the briefing.
Frankly, that is something that is up to the White House.
You're saying you were acting as an agent of Jen?
Please don't. Wait, time out.
Is that what you said?
No. Look.
I'm not trying to make it personal. I'm saying if there is a tradition.
Look, here's what I can tell you is standard. Most briefings are 45 minutes. I think everyone should get a question. As the AP reporter, I will do whatever I can if you have a question to make sure it gets asked. If it doesn't happen today, I'll do it later. I volunteer and I make that commitment. This briefing today was 43 minutes, a little bit over that. It is up to me. Could have gone on all day.
Wasn't it up to you? Was it not up to you? Was it not up to you then?
No, that's what
you're saying. It's not up to you?
Schedules in order to ensure that other reporters outside the brief
who made the decision of not you.
Let's just be collegial here. And Mr. President, I think the solution is, and you don't deserve to have this on you. It's not your job. No one of us worked for the White House. And I understand all the traditions that we have here. Oh my God, I'm sure we could do a historian report on the tradition. Maybe it's time to end your tradition, and Jen and her colleagues are fully capable of saying, I've got to go now, and let's just end it. No one deserves what to have to feel that responsibility.
So
could we think about just letting the thing end when the White House wants it to end?
I think that when Jen came in as press secretary, she made a conscious decision to try to honor the longstanding traditions of the room. She obviously must have felt, and I'm sure she does today, that it was either in our interest or something that we would have preferred. Obviously, the people before us have a different view of that.
No, could you speak to my suggestion?
Right.
Okay, I have a narrow suggestion, very specific, so that everybody could at least feel that they had a shot. Okay, I'm not even complaining about the first two rows. God bless you all. I understand the dynamics here. I'm just saying, very baby steps, can we maybe think about ending your tradition of having one of our own end the briefing and let the White House end the briefing?
So that is the decision for the White House press secretary to make. Well, I'm not going to suggest.
If one of our own never ended the briefing, what would have happened?
Well, I would hope that the briefing would continue, but I will say.
So you're kind of skirting my little narrow question.
Can I just say something here? The problem is that the briefing gets postponed and delayed and delayed and delayed, right?
Yes.
So we're all primed for something to happen, and then it doesn't happen, and then the time that is there between the next event, there's something going on at 3:30 now that is important to a lot of us, here at the White House. So the time is being pressured by these continual delays, so maybe we could also mention that.
There are a number of things.
But could you address this little baby step I'm suggesting?
I will think it over.
Thank you.
And then I just want to add.
Before we do, I want to make a point. I think that Josh is right. We all have jobs to do. It's not right that one reporter should command the floor and hold it for too long.
I mean,
in 25 minutes, there are millions of people across the country who will be listening to CBS radio stations that will not be hearing me on the air.
But if you had just answered my narrow little question. And now I finally have it. You're going to consider it. Let's not do the whole world of things.
And specialty media needs an opportunity. I've been here on my third president, and people don't even know my name. That's significant to me in this Women's History Month as an African-American woman. It's significant to me as a person who represents Christian media, African-American media, all kinds of media. And I never get an opportunity to bring some of these key issues that are unique to my audiences with an S to the table so that maybe some of my peers can also find out what we are looking into and more broadly report on some of these other things.
Can I just make one last, Steve? I think we all are very grateful for your leadership of the WHCA and for the role WHCA plays.
I am.
I think that we all recognize as adults that we more or less get the briefing that the briefer intends for us to have.
Right.
Okay? I think to Lynn's point, the only thing I would take issue with what you have said to date is that it is the decision of the White House briefer as to whether or not the leading wire service correspondent provides that end at the time that they designate. That is not the White House briefer's decision. What comes out of the mouth of the senior wire service correspondent at any given time is the decision of that individual.
Right.
So I think we've had a great, robust exchange, and I think, you know, it's probably best if it's conducted within the confines of the WHCA process, and we all go meet deadlines now.
We have a large Christian audience.
And we need to set standards. That's all I want to say. Yes. We need to have standards.
In the meantime,
thank you, Steve.
And the American people, and that's why we're all here. And we need to all be more recognized. Okay.